Bridge is a game that involves using all of the deck of cards, all 52 of them are dealt out, whereas a lot of card games only use a partial amount. So you've got a series of cards that you're just not seeing or not handling, whereas in Bridge, you've got all 52 cards dealt out to you. So it's a complete game. So every card is available and can be used by every player.
Now, my mum was a keen bridge player and still is a keen bridge player, but she sort of had a partner that she played with for years and years, which seemed different to other cards where typically you might just perform on your own. Is that a different element of bridge as a card game, the fact that you do have someone that you're playing with?
Absolutely. Bridge is very much a partnership game. You play with a partner, and sometimes you play in a team where you've got two partnerships. Bridge is called bidding, and you describe your hand to your partner by making various bids, which your partner will recognise, and you will try to arrive at the best contract. Bridge is a game where you engage in making a contract, saying you'll make so many tricks using the cards that are available to you. And you exchange that information to your partner in an open format, and then the opposition will try and stop you or prevent you from making that contract.
Now, to this weekend, a big event on the Central Queensland coast. Tell us about that.
Yes, this event is the Barrier Reef Bridge Championship, and it's the 22nd championship. It attracts players from all over Australia and the world to play in an annual tournament. The event normally has been played in the past or rotated between Cairns, Townsville and Mackay. But for 2017, Yeppoon put their hand up and said, we want to organise and be a part of the Barrier Reef Championship. And they have been busily organising for this event for the last 2 years. And this weekend is fruition. They have 70 teams involved, which is as big as the event has ever been in its history. And they have attracted a world champion from New Zealand to play at the event, along with a number of players who are on the Australian team at the moment, as well as a number of Queensland representatives, and strong support from clubs in Rockhampton, Yeppoon, as well as throughout the Barrier Reef.
So will the results from the championship have implications beyond the championship itself? So, you know, for example, you know, might the winner accrue points in becoming the best bridge player in Australia, for argument's sake?
Yes, all these championships events have what's called master points for how well you perform. And at the end of the year, Australian Bridge has a ranking system for the person that scores the most points overall. So somebody who could play in this event, win the event, and score all the ranking points from this event and win a number of other tournaments throughout the year and end up as top player in Australia.
Okay, so I'm assuming most of the action will happen indoors during the day. For lots of big championships that we might have in Central Queensland, there's always a social component that goes with it. Might we expect the bridge community to be out enjoying the sights?
Well, we play during the day, you're right, from about 9:30 through till about 6 o'clock. But after 6 o'clock, most of the players will be staying in and around Yeppoon. So many of the local restaurants and hostelries, is that the right word, will be expecting some business from the bridge players.
Yeah, okay.
And they very much enjoy talking about what they should have done or could have done while consuming or eating.